The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not give what is holy to dogs, or throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction, and those who enter through it are many. How narrow the gate and constricted the road that leads to life, and those who find it are few." The Gospel of the Lord. So this is one of the most perplexing things that Jesus ever said in the Gospels. Do not give what is holy to dogs. Don't throw your pearls before swine. One of these days, I've got to give a homily on the hard sayings of Jesus, where Jesus, in his own words, contradicts the popular idea of Jesus as a gentle hippie. You know the real Christ. He had a lot of hard sayings, and this is one of them. How can you know what these sayings mean? How can anybody know what these sayings mean? Would you like to know how? Here's how. A universal consensus among the fathers of the church is a certain guide for the interpretation of Scripture. So if you go back to ancient writers like Polycarp or Cyril of Jerusalem, and they all have the same interpretation of a given passage of Scripture, that is a certain guide for the interpretation of Scripture. And we're lucky in this line because that very passage does have a universal consensus, and the fathers of the church say that it means two things. Don't give what's holy to dogs. Don't throw your pearls before swine. Number one, it means don't receive the Eucharist in a state of mortal sin. Jesus is what's holy. And we're the dogs, I'm sorry to say, because you give in to all your basest passions, basically animal inclinations, when you do some kind of serious sin. In the Eastern Church, they have this great tradition before communion. I don't know if you've ever gone to an Eastern Catholic Church or an Eastern Orthodox Church, but the priest stands up there with the host and he says, "Holy things for the holy, holy things for the holy." And just to remind people, this is very important. Don't give what's holy to dogs or throw your pearls before swine. But the second thing that refers to is the difficulty of spreading the gospel, because dogs and swine were Jewish terms for Gentiles. I don't know if it's still true. I don't think I want to know if it's still true, but it was certainly true in Jesus' time. And Jesus is acting here as a rabbi. He's a Jew from the house of David. And Gentiles were called dogs and swine. And Jesus said to his apostles, when it came time to proclaim the gospel, "Go first to the children of Israel." The very first people who should be offered their inheritance are the children of the kingdom. If they reject you, brush the dust off your feet and go on. So eventually, the gospel would be spread to the Gentiles, but it took a long time. And the message here is that it still takes a long time for the gospel to take root in our souls. Three takeaways from that. Number one, be patient with yourself. Number two, be patient with others. Number three, expect this to be hard. Let's start with be patient with others. It seems like every other family has a black sheep, so to speak. And they'll come to the priest and they'll say that their son or their daughter or their grandson or granddaughter, cousin, spouse, hey, they've wandered away from the faith. And what they want is a magic wand to wave where they can just instantly bring them right back to daily rosary and daily mass. And that was not the way of the saints. Go ahead and learn about the lives of saints who patiently prayed for the conversion of people in their family. Learn about the life of St. Monica. Learn about the life of St. Elizabeth of Portugal. And you'll discover these people prayed for decades with no sign of any fruit whatsoever in prayer and in penance. They strove to bring their loved ones back. That's the strategy of the saints, and it needs to be ours as well. It's a strategy of patience. Be careful about clobbering people over the head with the message that you want them to receive. Say it once and let it go. Because if you keep hammering away as if by your persistent hammering you're going to make the idea go into their head, what you're going to discover is that you have the opposite of its intended effect. Okay? So take a clue from the father in the parable of the prodigal son. He patiently prayed and waited for his son to return. Be patient with others. That's the first takeaway from this. Here's the second. Be patient with yourself. Because the fact of the matter is, what's holy, he says not to throw to dogs, and the pearls, Jesus says not to throw to swine, also refer to graces that Jesus would give you and me today, but we're not ready to take them. So you're the dogs. We're all the dogs in the swine. Spiritual growth is very, very slow. And in the spiritual life, you'd be wise if you realize that you are always a beginner, because the heights to which you have to climb are infinite. Please, please, never fall into the trap of thinking that you are spiritually advanced or that you've already arrived. The heights to which you have to climb are infinite. If you can think of the spiritual life, say, as a goal line, and you're the ball carrier, and you see the goal line, and you say it's 10 yards away, and you run 10 yards, what happens? Well, the goal line now looks like it's 20 yards away. So you run 20 yards, and what happens? The goal line now looks like it's 40 yards away, until you begin to realize that it's the very infinity of God that you're dealing with. Which means if you think you've already arrived, it is a sure sign that you have not. Be patient with yourself. And be careful of thinking that you're so much holier than others. Very commonly people think that there's someone in their life, and in the privacy of their thoughts, they judge and condemn this bad someone in their life. If only they were as holy as I was, people think to themselves. Saints never thought that way. Saints always thought they were less holy than others. And they thought that the others, they constantly made excuses for them in the privacy of their thoughts. What they strove to do, what we need to strive to do, is strive to say yes to God, period. Let that be the whole of your spiritual life, conforming yourself to the divine will. Be patient with yourself in this infinite race. And the third thing is, expect it to be hard. St. Peter writes in his first letter that the righteous are saved only with difficulty. And Jesus himself, talking about getting into heaven, he says, strive to enter in. And it's fascinating the word he uses for strive. The Greek word is agoniste. And you can hear the word agony in there. It's hard to get your reluctant, stubborn will to bend to God's will. Occasionally, there are quick conversions. There is a St. Paul every once in a while out there. God gives him this grace for his own reasons. But for the most part, our conversion of heart is very, very slow. It takes an entirety of our lifetime with constant temptations to quit. If that sounds like you, join the club. Holy does not mean that you don't have faults. It doesn't mean that you don't have relapses. It means that you get up again, that you refuse to stay down. Holy is an act of the will that's constantly heading towards our true home. So just a few thoughts there on a very, very perplexing passage of Scripture. Be patient with yourself and with others in this very difficult task. Jesus says, do unto others as you would want them to do unto you. And to us, Jesus is very, very patient, isn't he? Let's you and I be the same.